I would say good evening, but it's like the middle of the afternoon. Good afternoon, whatever it is. So we're continuing now in the introduction, the Akadama of the Ramchal to Mesir Shasharim. So he talks about the following. Continues, he says, Vatira in Tinsponin Behoveh Berovon, let's look around the world. And he basically notes that if you ask people like what their expertise is, what people find they spend their time in. So he says, most people, they spend their time, he says, every person uses their intellect for different things, right? Some people, he says, they put it into mathematics, some people into astronomy, some people into art, some people into business. And he says, and then there are some people who put it, some people that put it into learning, people learn halacha, they learn gemara, they learn whatever they're learning. Right, they want to learn a Mishnah Berurah, someone learns Daf Yomi, whatever it is. People find their way to find their way intellectually in all kinds of areas. And then he writes, Ach ma'atem yiyu mina mina zeh, ashe yikbu iyun v'limud al inyone shleimus ha'avoda. Al ava, al yira, al dveikos, v'al kol shari chasidus. But very few people, he says, spend their time focusing their efforts on avodas Hashem. Focusing on ideas of Yerushamayim and avas Hashem, dveikos b'Hashem. And these areas are not areas where you find people really make their expertise. I guess I would say it's funny that you find more now, I think, than probably in the time of the Ramchal. Maybe you find, you know, neo-Hasidism and things like this. You have more people talking about in Yoni Vodos Hashem, and it gets around now on WhatsApp groups and videos and all kinds of things, probably more even than it was then. But still, it's not seen as an area of focus. Why? And he says, "Lo mepnish ein dvarim eli karmetz." Not because people don't think these things are important. Kim tishalem. If you ask him, ko echad yomer shezewa ikar agadu. Ask people, what is the main thing? Yeah, relationship with your bonus shalom. That's why I put on tefillin, and that's why I learned daf yomi, and that's why I, right, whatever it is that I do, I learned Mishnah Berurah. I keep halacha carefully. All why? Relationship with Hashem, right? That's what they all say. If you'd ask them, v'shal yedu mechacham sheyachacham beemes. No person would say that that's not important to them. But what happens? So he says the reason people don't spend time focused on these areas is because it's so obvious. Of course I care about Yerushamayim and Avas Hashem, etc., etc. These are things that are obvious to me. But because they're obvious, we don't spend the time thinking about them. And he says that what ends up happening is that these areas of, you know, Musar and things like that, he writes, they get relegated to those who are seemingly less intellectual. And then what ends up happening is that those people get it wrong. And the more intellectuals, they don't spend their time on it. And what ends up happening, he says, that nobody spends their time on this. Because everyone says, it's not really for the sophisticated chevra. These ideas, Musar, Yerushamayim, Avas Hashem, that's like nice, you know, but I'll spend my time on other things. And therefore, he writes, that's why people have neglected it. And it's part of the reason why he wrote the Sefer. Because he felt it's important that we don't do that. We don't say it's obvious. It's things that people deal with. Yeah, that's like, you know, for like the fluffy stuff. I mentioned this a few weeks ago, right? That sometimes like we think about Emunah. I was like, you know, there's like a beautiful Sefer, Garden of Emunah. But it's like, you know, it's a little bit like, you know, fluffy stuff, maybe people say. But really, in the end of the day, if we don't spend the time talking about Avodas Hashem and Yerushamayim and Avas Hashem, etc., like we're going to through the Sefer, so you may never talk about it. You spend 100 times talking about Rashi and Tosfos and the Chafetz Chaim and etc., and you never talk about Yerushamayim. You never talk about Avas Hashem. Never talk about things that are so basic that and the things that are everything depends on. And it's the goal of everything that we're doing. But at the end of the day, we never get there. And therefore, he writes, that's why he wrote the Sefer, so people can spend the time, even a small time, every single day, focusing on these areas so that everything else that we do, the time we focus on making brachos, on learning Torah, and all the things that we do throughout the day, can put ourselves back in focus to, again, as we said, continue to keep the main thing.